Good morning. Injury-wise, probably the only guy I can give you an update on before practice is John Sullivan. He has not passed the NFL protocol for the concussion test, so he won't practice today. We'll see if he passes tomorrow and is able to get some work at that point, but still hasn't made it yet. The other guys, you know, we'll see as the day goes on, you know, who might be available, who might not be available, and you'll get that information later today. The quarterback position, Christian Ponder is going to be our starting quarterback against Green Bay. Looking forward to, you know, watching him perform and lead our team to a win on Sunday. I'm sure some of the follow-up questions will be why. And you know, I believe he, like in every decision we make, you know, you're trying to make decisions based on who you think gives you the best chance to succeed. And in our case, we think that's Christian at this point. He's had some success against Green Bay's defense. He's familiar with their team and their personnel, and he's had some success up at he's, you know, played at Lambeau before, so should be a good opportunity for him, good opportunity for our team. Josh and Matt, they've done a good job for us in practice, and they will continue to do a good job and continue to work as hard as possible to help our football team win. But at this point, Christian's going to be our starter, and as I mentioned before, looking forward to him leading our team to victory and other guys around him stepping up and playing well on offense, on defense, and on special teams as well. Should be a good contest.
Is Freeman just not where you thought he would be, or why don't you go and give him a look here?
It still goes back to what I said a moment ago, Chip. I just believe at this point that Christian gives us the best chance to be successful on Sunday, and there may come a time where it's Josh's turn, but for this ball game, that's the reason with Christian.
Given that you pulled Ponder in the last game, was this more thought you had to put into it this week than past weeks?
Yeah, you know, that fourth quarter, it wasn't, you know, what he would like or any of us would like. But this is, you know, where we are with the decision, and looking forward to him playing well.
Their previous games against Green Bay, both Josh and Christian.
As I mentioned before, you know, I referenced Christian's play against Green Bay in the past, and that was a factor in the decision, along with the venue as well. So, you know, some of that did factor in.
Will he be on a shorter lease than before? Or are you going to tell him about not to look over his shoulder? How would you say about that?
Yeah, he knows we want him to succeed. We're not going into it thinking he's going to fail or he's going to get off to a slow start. Not going into it thinking that way. So. Looking forward to him having a good ball game.
You worry about how this might go over in the locker room. Obviously, that game was relatively competitive, and then until Christian had those interceptions, do you worry about how players may view this?
Yes and no. I mean, those guys are supportive of every decision we make. They understand what their roles are, and that's to take care of their responsibilities. That's the most important thing they can do to help our team win, do their jobs, and I know they'll do that. I mean, they've been battling and trying to help us to get a win. So, you know, they'll get on board. It helps if we can have success as a team.
You know, so what's happened to him this year? I mean, he started out last year with, you know, his strength was not turning the ball over, and now it's just, you know, it's gonna, I mean, it's like, you know, it's going to come. What's the difference?
There's probably so many factors involved, but he has another opportunity this Sunday to improve. You know, he did some good things, as we all know, in that Washington game after that one pick early, and just got to regain that. He got off to a good start against Seattle and, you know, struggled a little bit in that fourth, but it's a new ball game. It's another day, new opportunity for him. Have a great practice this week. Get the rest of our team to play well along with him, and should be a good day for our football team.
Last week you said you were considering having all three quarterbacks active. Is that a consideration this Sunday? It seems like in a game like last Sunday, if Freeman had been active, that might have been a chance to, you know, throw him out there when the game was out of reach. You know, your thoughts on that situation?
Some of it will depend on where we are injury-wise, whether or not we dress that third quarterback or not, and that'll probably be the determining factor. You know, where are we health-wise and who's available, who's not available.
Do you need to get Freeman into another game? If he's ever going to start, do you need to at least see a little bit more? I mean, or down the road, would you be willing to start without having seen him in another game other than the Giants game?
You know, those will be questions that will be answered when we get to that point. But for now, really need to focus on helping Christian to have the best game of his career against a good football team and a good defense. And the rest of our team, you know, playing well also. But some of those other questions, you know, we'll get to when that time comes. Probably. He probably will be. Yep.
But a few weeks ago, you said that when you're looking at the starting decision, that's between Josh and Christian. Is that still the case, or is Matt involved in that possibilities?
Probably, Brian, the best answer I can give you is we're focusing on getting our first team quarterback to play well for us on Sunday. And the guy that backs him up, if he has to get in the game, you know, we need him to play well. Because of injury or performance, whatever it is. But the focus really has to be on getting our number one the repetition that he needs to play well on Sunday. And you know, whatever happens, you know, when it comes to other decisions in the future, you know, we deal with those when that time comes.
What's it been like for you as a coach? I mean, you've had to make this decision, whether it's injury or performance or some question about who is the starter. You've had to do this like 5, 6, 7 times. I mean, how has that been?
It's not a lot of fun. You know, you like to say this is your quarterback for 16 weeks, but you know, we haven't been in that situation. You got to do the things you think you need to do to help your team be successful, and but you like to be able to put that guy, pencil him in the lineup, and say that's the guy, you know. And but the good thing about our players, they have come to work every day. They're working as hard as they can to prepare, and they'll do the same thing this week. And you know, we're hoping that our entire team plays well enough for us to get a win on Sunday, and I believe we will. And that's the most important thing, and Christian will play well.
Is there a difference in Josh in those four practices that you were excited about? I mean, I know you had the Giants game in between this, but the practices that you saw and then what you've seen in practice since then, what's the difference?
You know, he's still working hard, Mark. He's still doing a lot of good things in practice. And, you know, as I mentioned, I mean, there may come a time here where, you know, he's out there. But for this week, you know, it's going to be Christian. But Josh, I mean, he's still preparing well, you know, doing what he needs to do in the meetings, doing what he has to do at practice. And, you know, we'll see what happens down the line.
Josh, is it a better situation if you're able to put him in at a home game just because you're able to manage a few more things there? Does that factor into it at all with him?
You know, like I was saying to Brian, Ben, it's probably better to figure out, you know, what will help us to be successful in this ball game. And that's how the decision was made regarding the starting quarterback. And then when it comes to Josh or Matt, for future ball games, you know, you deal with it, you know, probably on Monday when we come back after this Green Bay game. You know, you make a determination for the future. But for now, we really got to focus on getting this win against an NFC North opponent and getting the guy who's starting in the best frame of mind to go out and play well.
Your expectations when you first signed him?
Can you say it one more time?
Has he met your expectations for when you guys first signed him?
He has. He's, in some ways, you know, based on the information that we received, he's exceeded those. I mean, he's been all in. He's been a professional in everything we've asked him to do. I like the way he handles himself in the pocket and in the meetings in the locker room. Much better than some of the things that we had heard.
Did you still feel like that was the right decision to bring him in then? I mean, he's really not contributing.
I do, Chip, because, you know, when you look at where we were at the time and what we were trying to get accomplished and what we were facing, to not take advantage of that opportunity to bring him in and get a chance to be around him, take a look at him, see if he could help our club, I think we'd, you know, be kicking ourselves, just wondering. And we still have other games to play. That still may be opportunities for him. So there are no regrets about bringing him in, especially with where we were at the time and where we are now. So no regrets in that regard.
What's your opinion for his understanding of the offense at this point? Does he have a complete grasp, or is it still coming?
It's hard to have a complete grasp when you haven't been around the team throughout the offseason or training camp. So complete would not be the word to use, but good enough where if he had to play, you know, he could play. He proved that in the New York ball game. So
when you look at what you've gone through at the position, and there's a handful of other teams that have had the same thing, starting with 2-3 guys, the Packers trying to find a backup for Rodgers, you ever wonder if there's enough elite quarterbacks to go around in the league?
Well, they're only a handful of elite guys, you know, as we all know. So all 32 teams, I don't know if we all would say we have an elite guy. Those are a minute number, so.
Any updates on Adrian's injury?
Yeah, you know, we're going to see if he's able to do anything today. As I mentioned on Monday, the groin has been bothering him. But we'll see what we need to do this week. Is he able to practice today or tomorrow, or do we hold him back to Friday? We'll make that determination this afternoon you know, when we sit down and talk a little bit with our trainers.
Childs return to practice today, Greg Childs?
Greg Childs will be back for his first action in practice, so we'll kind of ease him into it a little bit. Won't give him, you know, a full practice, but just give him a taste of it and find out where he is tomorrow.
Do you expect Jennings to be out there today?
I'm not sure if he'll make it today. We're hoping to get him out there tomorrow. But he had some soreness this morning, so he's getting some treatment now. So we'll see if he's able to go this afternoon. But we may just hold him and give him a full day tomorrow.
Are you optimistic on Adrian for Sunday?
I am, but cautiously optimistic, I should say. So, all right, thank you, guys.